I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Colder air is headed our way before we warm back up. Rachel Trevino, a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Paducah, says the colder temperatures will start moving in this afternoon.
And after midnight is when we will get down around the freezing mark and below, and that's when you start seeing these nice little snowflakes starting to show up. Nothing real heavy, nothing real substantial, but it will be cold enough for snow where the moisture will linger, and that will be mostly in our eastern counties. So you can see some snowflakes all the way from after midnight Tuesday night through the morning hours on Wednesday.
We should see a clear sky by tomorrow night, which will send temperatures plummeting into the teens in some areas. Thursday's high is only expected to reach the upper 30s. The temperatures should become more seasonable heading into the weekend. Precipitation amounts are also expected to be about normal. How the nation produces food is getting more attention as the effects of industrial agriculture become more visible. Researchers say wetlands and their ability to prevent floods are among the casualties as land is gobbled up for big farms. Wetlands can capture and slow floodwaters, but Stacy with the Union of Concerned Scientists, that's Stacy Woods, points out they do much more.
They're often called nature's kidneys because they provide such a service in cleaning our waterways. But when we dump so much pesticide and fertilizer and other pollutants onto our fields, that can run off into these wetlands and really impact the wetlands' ability to clean our water.
Meanwhile, researchers say 1 acre of wetlands provides $745 of flood mitigation benefits to residential homes. Without wetlands, they say homeowners and taxpayers absorb those costs through the National Flood Insurance Program. The Illinois Supreme Court ruled the smell of raw cannabis gives police probable cause to search a vehicle. Capital News Illinois reports the court found the smell of raw cannabis could indicate illegal possession of the substance. Illinois law requires cannabis in vehicles to be in a sealed and odor-proof container. The court ruled earlier this year the smell of burnt cannabis does not give police probable cause to search a vehicle. They found the smell of raw cannabis implicates a different law than burnt cannabis. Learn more at WSIU.org.